as you know, Iranian semi-official sources are confirming this, as well as Hamas and a source confirming to Reuters that they quote they claim this was a Zionist operation slash Zionist raid on the house that Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, was in while he was in Tehran for the official swearing-in ceremony of Pezeshkian, Iran's ninth president, before parliament earlier today. Just a few hours ago, Haniyeh was pictured seated next to other members of what the Islamic Republic calls the Axis of Resistance. That's the constellation of terror and proxy forces the regime has created or co-opted over the past several decades throughout the region, all of which have been firing at Israel. He was pictured seated next to a Hezbollah official, a Houthi official, and a Palestinian Islamic Jihad official. There is no word as to if there are any other targets in Tehran at the moment by what Hamas and semi-official Iranian media is calling a Zionist operation.
How confident are you that Israel is responsible for this?
I'm quite comfortable, confident that it would be Israel, aka if it's a foreign intelligence service doing this, chiefly because you've had, in the aftermath of several assassinations, a former Iranian intelligence minister just a few years ago talking about exactly how punctured his country's security services were, essentially saying that no Iranian official should be sleeping soundly at night. And then a few years after that official statement, you had a whole series of things go boom at night, whether that was Karaj, whether that was Natanz, whether that was a drone base in Kermanshah, whether that was a military facility in Isfahan. 2020, 2022 saw a whole host of cyber and actual kinetic sabotage against Iranian military facilities as well as nuclear facilities. So there is a long track record here of a foreign intelligence organization, likely Israel, being able to exploit many of these command and control and organizational weaknesses and physical security weaknesses to be able to go after targets ranging from Iranian nuclear scientists to potentially even uniform officers of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. So if past is prologue and intentions marry up with capabilities, it is indeed highly likely to be a foreign intelligence service, almost certainly Israel.